This is Empowered Podcast, a podcast for interviews, discussions, and most of the time, chill and candid conversations with insightful thought leaders, inspiring educators, and courageous change makers who help transform, elevate, and celebrate teachers around the globe. Let's get empowered. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Empowered Podcast. We have a very special episode because the usual crowd of the education community being interviewed, but it's always a pleasure and an honor to have young people come in and drop by in our podcast. And for today's episode, we will be hearing from Leonard Ang and Sancho Siquia on what they have been working on. These are very young people, by the way. They are still in college, but they are already doing a lot of things, especially with the onset of the pandemic. So I will let them share about their work. But before that, let's say hi to Leonard and Sancho. Hi, Leonard and Sancho. Welcome to our podcast.
Hi, good morning. Good afternoon.
Hello, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right. Sancho and Leonard, can you tell us something about yourself briefly on what you're doing right now or where you are at this point in your life?
Yeah, I think I'll go first. Hi, everyone. I am Leonard Ang. I'm very, very humbled to be on this podcast. And it's very refreshing to see Mr. Toscano after so many years from grade school. I vividly remember him being our substitute teacher in one of our subjects. So just a brief introduction. I am Leonard Ang. Currently, I am a freshman at UP Diliman taking BS Computer Science. And I am the head of promotions at Adaptech Philippines.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sancho. And I'm also a graduate from Xavier earlier this year. And I'm actually the founder and president of this organization that called Adaptech that we're about to talk about. And it aims to improve the education of low-income Filipino students and to encourage and enable them to make an impact through tech. And actually, I'm currently not in college. I'm actually on a gap year right now, interning as a software engineer at a startup called Investree. And I'm trying to explore my career interests before deciding on a university soon. So yes.
Two tracks. And it's very interesting also that while you are having different pathways into discovering what you want to do in the future, you are able to work together on Adaptech. First things first, what's Adaptech and why do you have this organization?
Thank you for that question, Mr. Toscano. I think I'll answer this since I did start this back in start of 2020, actually. So basically, essentially, I mentioned earlier that what Adaptech does is we try to teach students computer skills, so such as Python, research, online safety, etc. And we also try to donate computers. And by doing these two things, we're giving them the resources that equip them to be able to pursue a career or use technology for their education, because education really reforms the experience in education or in whatever setup they're trying to handle. And basically what drove this 2 years back was in 10th grade, I had an outreach program actually from Xavier where I had to visit a shelter for 4 Saturdays for teenage boys who are just like us. And the shelter provides high school education and career preparation opportunities for them. And we were able to visit with my mentoring group from Xavier, and we had some conversations with the kids. We were able to play basketball, chess, and music. But I vividly recall seeing at least 20 or around 30 kids clumped up around one computer. And like immediately I was like, I thought that's crazy, right? Like in Xavier, each class we're used to the opposite, 30 kids each having a device. Most even have their own iPad, their laptop, their phone, right? And for me, that's a really big disparity in access to technology that I realized. And moving forward to March 2020, which was when the world was taken over by this tiny virus called COVID, right? We all know how the pandemic disrupted our lives. Everything went online, shopping, schools, entertainment. We literally lived on the internet. But while I was thinking about the kids in Pangarap Foundation, maybe us Xavierians and other private school students didn't really feel the impact, but these kids were here suffering with no technology. And I could imagine that that was the case for many public schools as well. And me being a fan of technology since before and knowing the potential it has with respect to education, that's what urged me to take action on it. So yes, that's the founding story.
My audience, people who have been following, know that I'm a product of the public school system. And there's a book that I have a book on technology, and it will be published on 2023. And one of those, I think it's on one of the introduction I wrote about my experience. Maybe you were not born yet. I think this was in 2003 or 2002. That was the first time that I was able to hold or maybe use a computer. That was high school then. And I know, and it's even a private school. It's an exclusive private school in Abra. But I know that during that time, that was a privilege being given to me because, you know, until now, we still see, and Sancho, Leonard, thank you for acknowledging that. And it really touches me because as a teacher, we're from Xavier School, and we know how much we are very fortunate with the programs that we have. But thank you for acknowledging, because that's also the message that we're constantly saying, the disparity, the inequitability, inequitable access that we see in technology. And Sancho and Leonard, you're very correct in saying that, you know, the pandemic really highlighted that big gap that we're seeing. And you guys founded Adaptech to help, you know, bridge that gap. And I want to direct this to Leonard, if it's okay. I love the meaning of tech in your Adaptech: transparency, empathy, competence, and hope. Why are those your core values?
Actually, looking back at the journey that we went through so far, we recognize that all of our projects actually point towards a similar direction. So I like the point that Sancho mentioned earlier about why we started the organization and why and who we are trying to impact. So we recognize that technology has become so relevant to education before and after the pandemic. Looking around right now, technology has allowed education to be super accessible. And it really bridged the gap towards everybody of different socioeconomic backgrounds. So I would say that towards our core values, transparency, empathy, competence, and hope. Yeah, towards competence, we recognize that, so of course, we have our organization has a responsibility towards social awareness. We really have to communicate with other people and really empathize with them, try to understand what their needs are, and really work together as a team, knowing that we are still students, college students, and we have different backgrounds and different ideas. And I guess this really translates towards hope, because we want our actions, obviously, to be a beacon of light to impact the future of our partners, who are mainly students themselves, mainly high school students. So we'd like to provide them with a background of technology through one of our workshops, which was to really teach them about Python basics. So Python is a programming language, and some basic Microsoft Office skills. And towards transparency, we'd also like to pursue an open dialogue with everyone, and also remaining accountable, because we recognize that our actions also are really, really important, because we are helping out the community and not just ourselves. And doing so, we'd like to foster greater trust with our partners, and to also become accountable to ourselves and try to really see where we can improve moving forward.
Leonard and Sancho, I love your core values. I want to zoom in into hope. Why hope? I don't usually see that. In 2020, I co-founded an edtech startup. I've been working with different companies as well, the biggest ones in the country and even the smallest ones in the country, the newly formed one. I've never seen the core value of hope, really, among those are listed values of core companies. So why in Adaptech do you have hope?
Actually, back in 2020, I was very privileged to have a experience right in Xavier, in the PKK program, which is a summer program where we have to teach some public school students near Xavier. And our organization really likes to, really want to incorporate hope, knowing how a lot of underserved students, they really, really love to learn. That's what I noticed. Young kids, ages 10 and below, whether you're grade 5, grade 6, they really, really love to learn and they are very inquisitive. I really remember that when previously teaching, when some of our students were really understanding a specific concept, they would really be inquisitive and really willing to learn. And because me and Sancho have a really profound tech background, like we really love technology, we'd like to use those skills in finding ways how we can help students in a more digitalized world today, knowing how everyone today has cell phones, everyone today has almost a computer of their own, and we'd love to really give everyone an equal opportunity from wherever they are.
Thanks, Leonard. Sancho, maybe you. You mentioned about a lot of the different projects that you have, and I love that you are pursuing that line of empowering the youth, empowering children about the use of technology. Right now, the main critic actually of your generation, of the younger generation, while you are very good with, you know, technology, you're breathing in and out technology, they would always say it's the TikTok generation, people just creating content, you know, all those kinds of things. Well, I do usually agree with that, but sometimes, most of the time, I think it's unfair because, you know, we're boxing again a certain type, a certain generation with this, you know, sometimes so negative critic. But Adaptech is an example of how you are pursuing technology and going beyond that stereotype of how your generation are using technology. Sancho, if you may, can you give me examples of programs that you have done for the past years and how they have impacted the youth that you are working with?
Thank you for that question. I definitely agree with you with what you've said about the about our generation having sort of this negative connotation, especially like of being people who are simply on social media, etc. We can tend to be a bit irresponsible with how we use it and abuse it sometimes. But for our project, for Adaptech, we have two main initiatives actually. Our first is Adaptware, which I mentioned earlier, is our initiative to donate computers. And our second one is Adapteach, which is we host digital literacy workshops that that covers certain topics in technology that can be applied to different fields, especially in education and career. And the way that we make an impact on these communities is essentially we reach out to one part, a beneficiary, and from there, we try to ask if there's, usually these would be educational programs or organizations who have students, public school students, low-income students who usually wouldn't have had much exposure to technology. And we teach them concepts, even the basic ones like online safety, to really ensure that they know the benefits of technology, that they really know how to use technology responsibly, because technology can really be detrimental, but it can also be very impactful if used properly, right? And that is the mission that we have, which is to teach these students the right way to use technology. And from there, we give them the resources, because, right, what are skills without actually having the resources to be able to do it? And on the other hand, what is giving a computer going to do for a student if they don't know how to use it, if they don't know how to maximize it, and if they don't have the right skills to actually do tech? So it's really, these two initiatives really are intertwined and they go hand in hand with each other. They don't function as separate initiatives. And we really try to make sure that we're giving these students the skills to be able to use their devices and to use it to make an impact on others. And essentially, that's essentially by doing that, we are giving them the ability to make an impact on their own communities. We're encouraging them to use technology to do good as well. And hopefully we're thinking that whoever we directly impact will be able to make their own impact, and they'll be able to find their own relationship with tech that can make this world a better place.
I like what you've mentioned, Sancho, about you guys not just making impact on your directly on the youth, but the aspiration and the challenge that the youth that you are working with hopefully will have their own impact in their own communities. I love that kind of giving back, paying it forward. I think people would know my life is always about that. I grew up in the province, and you know that I, to be honest, I see myself a little bit in you, Leonard and Sancho, because I did the love for technology. You're very much aware of this. I'm an advocate for that. We're not saying that technology will solve every problem that we have in the society, but we see the goodness, we see the possibilities and the opportunities in technology. And young as you are, you're seeing that and working on it already. So I truly believe that Adaptech has so much things to do, and you have a lot of opportunities. So just keep it up. While the story there is very good, we've seen result, we've seen the impact. This despite being, you know, anew into the field of technology, what have been the challenges that you've faced in building Adaptech?
Yeah, thank you for that question. I'd like to address the question first towards the implementation standpoint. I think that Sancho would be able to explain better towards the founding standpoint. But I would say that because we are a nonprofit organization, most of our members are actually students. And being students, it's quite erratic at times to balance people's schedules, knowing that we are from different academic institutions. And as a result, some of our initiatives had to be pushed back. We had to really speak with our clients on trying to change a new date, or really speak to them about our schedule. And I would say the most profound one would be our reputation. Being again a nonprofit organization, we rely on millionaire companies, I would say, affluent companies for financial support. So we try asking them for grants. And to put ourselves into their shoes, it's very difficult to trust a nonprofit organization with students and giving them funding for a project. And that also ties down with credibility. So we try to, as much as possible, to conduct these programs in order for us to also tell them that we're up to something, that our organization is not only asking for that funding, but we're also trying to make a positive impact in our community.
Yeah, I understand the challenge of credibility. I think it's a very common concern, especially when you are starting, and because you are starting, most of the time, you know, they will look into your experience, your portfolio of work, and you know, when you're starting, you don't have much. But I love that you're pushing through, and in the end, it might sound like you're proving something. You want to prove something to them. Make sure that you're creating your own, you know, place on the table. And most of the time, you'll realize that table is too crowded, and you genuinely have to ask yourself, you know, what's my space? Why do I deserve that space here? What should I do to have that kind of space? But I think Leonard and Sancho, those are, you know, genuine questions, and those are genuine experiences. Hopefully those, you know, that journey, that point of asking that question will make you, you know, feel stronger, more grounded on what you're doing. That's part of the process. How about you, Sancho? What are your what are those challenges that you've faced when you were starting this?
So thank you, Trip, for redirecting that back to me. So for me, at the time that we were starting, I think it was really about credibility at the time. Just being able to prove to these companies that we were doing something impactful when we really didn't have anything under our belt. We didn't have any achievements. We didn't accomplish anything yet. Just cold emailing and even cold calling these companies who were probably much more focused and concerned about their own businesses at the time, because in a time of a pandemic, it was very uncertain. Actually, that time, I think, was where we had the most resistance, especially like in 2020, early 2021, where there were still heavy physical restrictions. Like, we couldn't really pursue much. And especially when it comes to donating physical devices. And so that's what led, also shifted my perspective a little bit to hone in a bit more on the education side of things, and to try to take advantage of what technology we currently have, make use of the online setup to be able to teach students. And that was how we overcame it, I think. So right now is that we have some projects behind us, right? I think that issue of credibility has somehow subsided a little bit. We're still trying to navigate it, but definitely it's much easier now that we have something to show to these companies when we reach out to them.
Yeah, I think those are very good realizations and insights, and I hope those challenges fuel your passion, fuel your work. Sometimes you just use it as a win to your sale, those challenges. And to be honest, even when I was starting my own edtech startup, it was so difficult, despite in the end, you would realize that, when you work with business, it all comes into the bottom line of how people are, pursuing their own agenda, regardless if that agenda is for something good, for something in the middle. I don't know. Sometimes it's really difficult to really, judge, because in the end, like Sancho mentioned, it's most of the time businesses, organization, companies would have to fend for themselves and look for their own, they have their own goals, just to be honest, visions and missions. So how do you align? How do you get, how do you elevate each other, pursue each other's interests while collaborating? So while you're able to see the real world that Savior School or other schools might be telling our students right now, this is now the test of how you will be able to navigate the real world. And I really hope, Savior School really prepared you for that. The channel, Sancho, Leonard, our podcast channel, thank you. And I am honored for that you have also worked with me in presenting your ideas. This is very inspiring, not just for your fellow youth students, but I think really that's the reason why I bring students here, is to really have that inspiration for teachers. At the same time, the real kind of talk that teachers might need to understand you might need to listen to. If we are now closing our conversation, and it will now be shifting focus on what message do you want to tell teachers? So zooming out, Leonard and Sancho, not just in Savior, but really teachers around the world in the country, as students, What message do you want to tell teachers right now so that they can further maybe support, maybe guide students like you who are trying to find your own place in the real world that you are ultimately discovering on your own right now?
Yeah, thank you for that question. I think towards teachers, especially to those listening to this episode, I'd really like to thank all of you. Thank you for personally making pandemic learning very meaningful, accessible to me. It felt like I was just in the classroom, but doing it online felt very surreal. But I'd like all of the teachers to really recognize how much power that they have. You really have a power to impact a student, really impart learning, especially outside of the classroom, outside of the learning curriculum. And to do so, I think it's such a it's such a privilege. It's such a very important part. Knowing that, as Sanchez mentioned earlier, society has really shifted into a very negative connotation. And I think teachers would be the key towards the future and hopefully changing our society for the better.
Just building on to what Leonard said, you know, being teachers, it's a really difficult job that I have gained respect through the years, gained respect for. You know, it's a really difficult job to be able to wake up every day and teach a bunch of kids, right? But I think that's what sets you guys apart, because you don't do your job because you want to make money or you want to or for any other motives such as those, but you guys, you teachers are the ones who have the capacity to really inspire students to and empower them to really realize the impact that they can make on society. And I think that by educating new leaders, by educating better individuals, we can really make an impact on from an individual level until it impacts families, communities, and eventually an entire nation. That would be beneficial for everyone. That would make life in general better, and that would really make a difference in how we do things, how we approach situations and everything. So that's my message to the teachers. So thank you for your job. Thank you for your drive, and thank you for your passion to be able to take on such an important job.
Thank you, Leonard and Sancho. And I think our teachers right now, those are great messages, especially, you know, just to be honest, I've been going around the Philippines lately and teacher morale is really going down. It's basically, there are a lot of factors, you know, work with the pandemic has been very difficult, like, you know, other profession, the demand has been greater, you know, how everyone was shifting to remote learning, hybrid learning, whatever kind of learning that is happening right now. And it's really stressful. A lot is expected. And, you know, it's very unfortunate that, you know, some teachers might not be able to do their job well, because of a lot of expectations. Some are really thriving right now, and that's just the reality. And your messages, Leonard and Sancho, are, you know, great nuggets, not nuggets of wisdom, but nuggets of inspiration as well, for our teachers. So Leonard, thank you. Sancho, thank you for being here, sharing your thoughts, your ideas, and of course your work on Adaptec, where we wish you well as you journey towards your own individual journeys as well, as members of the society. But we wish you also well with Adaptec, and there's much, the horizon is wide and big for you guys to navigate, to discover, and we are all wishing you well for this journey of yours. So to those who have been with us, thank you for listening, and we will see you on the next episode. So goodbye, and thank you, Leonard and Sancho. It's very teacher of me. Goodbye, Leonard. Goodbye, Sancho.
Thank you, Mr. Toscano. Thank you for having us.